is time now for the Saskatchewan Kencher Close Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now by Shantaya. Shantaya, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Of course, yeah. No, I'm doing great, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well, Shantaya. So let's talk about it's a busy week for you, and specifically a busy Friday coming up, as you have a brand new song that you're going to be releasing. So tell us a little bit about the new song, the title of the song, and kind of how this one came to be, and the story behind your new one that's coming out this Friday.
Yeah, oh my gosh, this is the first time that anybody's really gotten the chance to ask me this. So this song is called What I Wouldn't Do, and it's been a long time coming. I won the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase last year, and now working with Universal Music Canada on this mm-hmm. single. And I really kind of just spent a lot of time after releasing my last album asking myself, like, what's my next step? What do I want to say? How do I want to say it? And how do I want to sing it? And I think I just started asking myself a lot of questions about what my sound is and what's really, you know, like true to me mm-hmm. and my instincts. And so I started writing a lot with Kurt Chambers and Ryan Sorstad, and they, you know, were just, it was just a safe space. And they were really listening to, you know, the songs that I was referencing, like Chris Stapleton and right. Madeline Edwards, and just a lot of like influences and songs and artists that make me feel something. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, just kind of started pulling into, you know, the deep parts of my soul and just like, how do I want to sing and say the next set of music? And then this song was born. It was, I think it was our third write into just kind of writing around this theme and this project. And, my A&R at Universal kind of had asked me to kind of marry these two sounds that I had written. And then that happened. And it just was like everybody felt the magic. And the song is really about this desperate love that you would do anything for this person. Mm-hmm. And I think that I haven't said that yet. In a lot of my music, it's been breakup songs. It's been have a good time with your friends songs. So this is something that hasn't been said yet from me, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing out love and you know, love songs and what we would do for somebody that we love.
Very cool. And I cannot wait to hear the whole song. You've shared some teases and snippets on social media. Sounds awesome. Can't wait for the release coming up this Friday. Now, I know sometimes artists test songs, I guess, to live audiences before it gets released. Have you had an opportunity to play this song live in any kind of songwriting rounds, maybe around Nashville? Have you had an opportunity to play this one live? And if so, how's that gone for you?
Yeah, I have. I've played it a lot out here. And as well as I played the QS Songwriters Festival a few weeks back at the beginning of May. And it was just received so well. And I think people, like the one word that is always used when people hear it is they just say, it's such a vibe.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're pulling out that feeling that you get when you hear a song, and it's got an earworm mm-hmm. melody that just makes you want to listen to it again. So, we've tested it out a bunch around. I played it at the Listening Room. I actually had Kurt come up and play it. The first time I ever played it anywhere was at the Listening Room, and Kurt came up and played it, and he's played guitar for Alicia Keys, Dr. Dre,
wow.
Eminem,
you
name it. He's currently playing for Jelly Roll. So he
wow.
is an incredible musician. So to have him come up and play with me was pretty special.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like you've played this one quite a bit, and then looking forward to the release coming up this Friday. Again, joined right now by Shantaya. Now, Shantaya, it's going to be a busy summer for you, maybe even more than anyone realizes. Now, you've announced some shows on social media, but I'm sure there's some that you can't announce, or maybe there's stuff in the works that you can't talk about. But from what you have announced, it sounds like it's going to be a busy summer. You are playing, I believe, in Humboldt next week. Not this weekend, the following weekend. And then also the SCMAs, you're going to be playing the award show as well. And you're nominated for four awards, I believe. So congratulations to you on those nominations. How busy is this summer going to be for you? Because it looks like it's going to be a busy one.
One of the busiest yet. I feel like, everybody was starting to, like, I was really starting to get busy, and then COVID happened.
Yeah,
and so it feels like it's been like a very slow, like, progression again to get back to what, we'd consider busy. And I'd say that this summer is going to be wild. Definitely there's a couple shows that I haven't been able to announce yet,
right,
still sort of in the works for August. But for the most part, what you see there is a good solid base of my summer. I'm all over the place. I'm in Saskatchewan. I'm in Ontario. I'm in Prince Edward Island. I am in Alberta. I'm kind of all over the place. So I'm really excited and really, looking forward to being on all sizes of stages this summer and testing out new music.
Because I know you play a lot of shows around Nashville. Obviously, you're living in Nashville. You've been living there for a few years now. But it looks like this summer you're going to spend a lot of it in Canada. A lot of the stuff you've announced is going to be back home. So that must be pretty cool. It must be special playing back home.
Yeah, it always is. I mean, Nashville is obviously so much fun and such a great city to live in. It's always so inspiring. But going back home to play for fans and friends and family that you haven't seen in a long time, is there's something like extra special about that. And it's cool to go back and see the growth that, like, I've been working and chipping away at things in Nashville, and you kind of have your head down and you're grinding it out. And then when you go back home, you get to sort of see like how those seeds have sown a little bit and how it's kind of, moving the needle forward. So it's always really special.
That's awesome. Shantaya, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, we're looking forward to the new music, the new song coming out this Friday. It sounds awesome, and it's always great catching up with you. We'll see you SDMA weekend, and thank you again. We appreciate your time.
Of course, yeah. I can't wait to see you finally. We get to see each other at SDMA.
Oh, wow.